Seite.
Rabbi Yossi Aglili Yomer, Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, Derech Iluyay. You know how the which coin went first? The one that's more choshev. The piece of meat that's more choshev, that piece went first. You don't go boss a cutting, you don't go boss nituach, you go boss the most choshev a piece of meat there is. Shrashi Derech Iluy, Derech Meitech Shaloy, or Muvcha Nesachav a Muvcha Koidim. The more choshev a piece of meat, the more choshev a slice, that coin that's carrying it, he goes first. So how you call it? Now, Ketz Derech Iluy, how is the Seder, you go boss to what piece of meat is more choshev? Her Rosh, that has to go first ahead. For your regal, then goes the right leg with it. Hachoza, then the breast, that's the more choshev piece of meat. For your Hagorah, then the neck. Hushtei Adafan is the two sides. For your Yulkitz and the tail. For your regal, and then the left leg. Hushtei HaYadayim, then the two Yadayim. For the Gemara Kashayv or Ksiv, it says the Poskin Yecheskel, call a Nesach Toiv, Yorech V'choseif. You see, the Chur, the Yerech comes first, and then the Kosef. And we're saying the opposite over here.
Because here it says, first comes the Yodayim, and then comes the regular, the Smil. So Gemara says, Hahu b'kechusha. Is that what it says in Yecheskel, that the Yerech is better? That's talking about a weak animal. And now Gemara here is talking about a behemoth that's buried, a healthy animal. That's why here we say, first the Yodayim, first front legs, and then the regular, the back one. And the Gemara says, Vaita, Omar Rova, Bein Tana de Dan, O Bein Reb Yossi, Ms. Reb Yossi Aglili, Bosser Ilu de Bisras Linen. Hey, the Tana Kamal, like of our Mishnah, that says the Seder of which coin was Erech and which, he also goes according to Reb Yossi Aglili Shita, that they go according to which piece of meat is more Choshev. But Mar Ozol Bosser Ivro de Bisra, hey, our Tana goes Bosser which piece is like bigger, the actual meat itself. And the Yossi goes according to which one is more fatter, which has more shumin.
Tana de Masnitsa Layomik Echad Minayu. His Tana of Al-Mishnah doesn't sound like any one of these. So, Mar Ozo Bos Ibro, Tana Didan, Hurlach Acher Ilu, means Goydel Hevorim. Which piece of meat is bigger? For Yav Yossi Yolach Acher Ilu Hashomin. He goes Bos to which piece, not that it's bigger, as the piece of meat Sheboy, but which one's a fatter piece of meat. That's the Seder he goes Bos. Our co-partner of the Gemara says, now, my timer, Salko Regal behind the ratio, according to everybody, it said the head came first, and the same coin that was carrying the head, he also was carrying the right regal. Why did the right foot go with the head? Gemara says, Mishum the ratio and the fish by Atsomis. Because the head of the animal has a lot of bones, it has very little meat there. So it's not nice just to bring the head by itself. Mela Karva Regal by Yadei. Therefore, they brought the regal with it, that the regal, the leg, has very good meat there. So they had to make up for the bones of the head, and the head had to come first, so to make up for the head, they brought the regal with it also. So Mar says now, the Kula Yalma Mios Rosh Karab Resha. Everybody is masking, the head goes first, according to everybody. Minolon, how do we know this? That the first current has to carry the head? The Tanya will not like this. Minayin La Rosh Uped De Shekoidmin, L'chol Evorim, how do we know the head? And the pedder, that's the fats, that's put on top of the head, or by the makom hashchita. How do we know that goes first? Because the pasuk says, Talmud Loimer, es roishoy, v'es pidroy, v'yorach. So you see clearly, the orach, how do you set them up? First comes the rush. And the pidroy, that's some of the fat that we cover up the base of shchita. It's not nice to let the base of shchita look with all the blood, it looks disgusting. So therefore we cover it up with pedder, with the kisses. It's a machlekes, we're showing him what exactly the pedder is. Some say it's the fat, some say it's the kishkas, it's the inside. But you put it on top of the base of shchita, like to cover it up. So the head comes first. For the Gemara v'idach poder, it says another time poder in the pasuk. What do we do with that? Lama yasa, the word achrina we take out. V'idach poder, lama yasa. Where does the word poder come from? What do we do with it? Lama yasa. Drash l'katanya. Ketzad oyosin. Noisin es ha-peder a-beis ha-shchita. They used to put the fats on top of the base of shchita, umaleyu, and they would carry it up together. V'zehu derech kovet shamala. This is a derech kovet, that the respectful way. If you want to bring the head after a shchita, it doesn't look so nice. It's cut there, all the blood there, so we cover it up with the poder. That makes the base of shchita look nicely. So drash l'mayosa ho'af heim bechlal hanasochim. Tevishleim ho'rosh tashin leib shchita schulin yitzroch l'fishinemah v'ifshit v'yorkoi ainli bechlal arichel hanasochim shem bechlal hahefshit. Menan the Rabbis a Rosh, Shekvar Hutis Beshchito, Lehoye Beshas Hefshit. As we need the word here, Rosh, to say that's also Mechlal the Erech, because it wasn't Mechlal the Afshata. When you skinned it, the head was off already. Tamalayim as a Rosh. Ela Pedda Mechlalam Afshatim Hu, Velo Maksiv. What is the pasuk Mechlal to say the word Pedder here? I is Mechlal Hafshatim. Like that's part of the animal later that you skin it. And the pasuk says any part of the animal that you skin, you cut it off and bring it on the Mizbech. So Pshiti, you bring the Pedder on the Mizbech. Why does the pasuk have to say it for? So the Chiddush is that the Pedder goes with the Rosh. Derech Kovid, Lefisha Beis Hashchita Meluchlach Madam Harosh. Because the Mokim, when you cut the head, the Beis Hashchita, it's full of blood, it doesn't look so nice. So that's this pasuk, that as Rosh of Yes Pidroi, they tell us that the Pedder goes right next to the Rosh, and the head has to go first. So the first Kohen always carried the head. And the Mara says, since the head only had a lot of bones, didn't have too much meat with it, so therefore that Kohen also carried up the right leg with him also. Vaitam. Now later on in the day, they made a third pious, a third type of a girl to choose another kind to do another avoida. What did they choose by the third pious? Chadoshim l'kteris. They always, every single day, twice a day, they picked a new kain to do the kteris. That's called chadoshim l'kteris, a new kain. Rashi mi shaloi zochel l'kteris miyomav. Only a kain that was never zochel to do the kteris. V'gmar v'forash maishna chadoshim. V'kach hoyu machrizin kol bazara. That was the curl also. We're only taking a new kohen to do the k'teris. We can't have a kohen that did it once already. He can't do it a second time. Now, boy of Yefisu, they made the girl, the pious, to choose a kohen to do the k'teris. For Yehoravi, what was the fourth pious throughout the day? We said before, at four different times of the day, they made four different pious. What did they choose the fourth time? That's Chadoshim im Yishonim, new and old kohenim together, Mimala Evorim in Akevesh Lemizbech. Who's going to take the pieces of meat, if from the kevesh, to carry it up to the mizbech? Because before we were only talking about the kohen was zoicha to carry it from the makom hashchita up until the kevesh. And before we had that, the kohen used to take a break. They used to put the evarim down on the kevesh, and then they go into lishcha to daven to say kriyishma, and then they come back again and carry it right there up to the mizbech. So mashma, there's a new piyus who would be zoicha to carry up the evarim from the kevesh to the mizbech. So the Gemara, Tana, it was learned that me'olam loishana adam bo. One kohen never did the k'teris twice. It never happened. It did it two times. The more my time, how come? But what step is punked by the avoid the k'teris? We don't let a kohen do it twice. Omer Rebbe Chanina, mifnei shema seris, because it makes you rich. Rashi, lefikach lohaya manicha noisay l'shanis. We didn't let you do it twice. Like we wanted everybody to get a chance to do it. So therefore, since it's a school to become rich, we let everybody get a chance. So therefore, Vaisa, there were enough kahanim that there was always another kohen to do it. Omale Rav Papa, Le'abaya, my timer, how do we know this? How do we know you become rich? The kohen that does the k'teris, he becomes rich. Elaine, if you want to tell me from the pasuk in Devarim that says, Mishum Nechsiv, Yasi Mulketeris Biapechom, talks about putting the k'teris, Ochsiv Basrei, right after that the pasuk says, Borech Hashem Cheloi, that Hashem will give you a bracha. So Mashma, the one that does the k'teris, he'll be zeicha with the Baruch Hashem Chel, Hashem will give him a bracha. Fred Gemari Hachi, if that's the pshat, that because Baruch Hashem Cheloi, if then there'll be a bracha, he'll become rich. Fred Gemari Oilu Nami, or Bezoi, whoever brings the carbon oilu, should also become rich. Because so Aksiv, in this first pasuk, it says, Yisim Utas Mepecha, V'cholol Al Mizbechecha, it says. V'cholol Al Mizbechecha, the whole thing should be burnt on the Mizbech, which is talking about a carbon oilu. So the first pasuk says, Yosim u'k'teri b'apechom v'chol alim izbechechom. So it's talking about the k'teris and about a korban oilo. And then it says, Baruch Hashem Cheloi. So mehech teisi, Baruch Hashem Cheloi only goes on the k'teris and not on the korban oilo. The chura goes on both of them. So from here it's shver, avada should go on both of them. So you can't say you become rich from the k'teris for this pasuk of the Baruch Hashem Cheloi. This pasuk is not talking about becoming rich. On how do you know it goes the one after the other one? On the letter, the teretz is, Hoshchichi v'holoshchichi. It is a svara. No. It could be learned out the k'teris to become rich from this posse. But it's a svara, the Baruch Hashem Cheloi. The bracha only goes on the k'teris, because that's not so shchich. Like we said, you only bring twice a day the k'teris. Mashenka and a carbon oil, you could bring 100 a day, so it's not mistavel as a bracha. Whoever brings a carbon oil should become rich. Because if so, everybody should be rich. Like if you have 100 carbonas a day of a carbon oil, so you have to have so many kanim, so many people should be rich. So it's more mistavel to say, the posit giving the bracha goes on the avoida that doesn't happen so often, on the k'teris. So grashi hola shchicha. Umistavra, the chiksiv oisher, ad lo shchicha. It goes in the one that's not so often. Because if not, if it goes in the carbon oila, since a lot of kanim, it happens often, every day, you can bring a lot of them, there should be a lot of ashirim. So melech mistavra say the bracha goes on the avoid of the k'teris, and not on the avoid of the carbon oila. Omar Rava said, Lo mishkach atzumim rabbonin, I never found the tzumim rabbonin, the Talmud Chacham, the murid that was zeichet to be a poisek, to give that harah, elo deyosi mishevet Levi, oi mishevet Yisachar. Either he comes from Shevet Levi, or else he comes from Shevet Yisachar. The Drashi, the Moira, Shemoira Harois B'Yisrael. He's Eichet the Paskin Shalos for Klai Yisrael. Levi, how do we know he comes from Shevet Levi? The Pasuk says, Yoru Mishpotecho LeYakov. He should be the one to teach out the Halachas to Klai Yisrael. So that's Shevet Levi. Yisachar, how do we know from Shevet Yisachar? The Pasuk says, Ovenei Yisachar Yoidei Vino Loitim Lodas Mayaseh. Mayasi Yisrael, so that Yisrael Yisrael should know what to do to come onto the Bina of Yisachar. So they're also Paiskim. So therefore, to be a Paisik, you either come from Shevet Levi, or you also come from Shevet Yisachar. For the Gemara of Eimei Yehuda, maybe he wasn't from Shevet Yehuda also. Nami Dechsev, because the Pasuk of Tilim says, Yehuda Mechaikaken. So Havamina is, Mechaikaken means they're like the leaders. So if you're a leader, you're a Chaikik. You're the one that gives the laws, you give the Chukim. So Chura, you paskin, you're giving the laws out. So Chura, you see, Yehuda also was called Mechaikakei. They also give out the laws. They're also paskin. And the Gemara know, Asuke Shemaito Aliba de Hilkasa Kamina. We're talking about the ones that are paskin Shal Aliba de Hilkasa. In other words, true, the Yehuda was called Mechaikakei. Mechaikakei means they were like the rulers. In other words, Pashi learned the Mashar says here that there was an advisor. No, they had a paisik. They were the Mechaikakim. They were the rulers. But they didn't make the psak themselves. Somebody else told them the psak what they're supposed to do, and they made sure it was carried out. That's called mechaikakein. But they themselves did not make the shemaitat alibri hilkasan. Who were the poiskim? That was either Shevet Levi or else Shevet Yisachar, but not from Shevet Yehuda. Rashi says a little bit different. Rashi says alibri hilkasan lohiras kedas kalocha. So what is who's zeicha to be hara kedas or kalocha? That's only Shevet Yehuda or Shevet Levi or Shevet Yisachar, but not Shevet Yehuda. Even though it says by mechaikakein, the Bais says they weren't zeicha lohiras kedas or kalocha. I'm not sure what that means. Mechaikakein means they gave out laws. So chura, it doesn't know if it means they gave out the wrong laws. But what the Mashiach says, it just means that they passed, they made sure the laws were obeyed, but they didn't make them. The ones that made them were the poiskim. Right. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Ein mefaisin al tomet shoven habayim. They did not have to make another special piece for the kohanim to bring the tomet shoven habayim. Elo, what do we say? Koyin shezocha by b'shachris, zocha by avris. The same coin that did the avoid in the morning, the same coin that did the shchit in the morning by the Tomet Shoshachar, that coin again does the shchita in the afternoon by Tomet Shoven Abayim. Because we don't have another piece here for the Tomet Shoven Abayim. The Rashi says, Shezocha by Shachris, ish, each person, each coin, Shezocha by avoid in the morning, he does the avoid in the afternoon. Meisvei have a kash on this. Kishem Shemafayis in Shachris, it says clearly, the same way they made a piece in the morning, that's the way they made a piece in the afternoon. So mashma, there was a special piece for the Tomet Shoven Abayim. And the Gemara, Kitanya Hibi Keteris. That's only talking about the Keteris. Like we learned before, no Kayan ever brought the Keteris twice. So the Keteris they brought in the morning, and they also brought Keteris in the afternoon. So the Keteris, the same Kayan that did it in the morning, he cannot do it in the afternoon. So for the Keteris, we had to have a new piece. But Enechnami, the Kohanim that did the Korban HaTomet in the morning, the same Kohanim did the same Avoid there in the afternoon by the Tomet Shoben Habayim. Drashi Kitanya Hibi Keteris, Lefish Lashon Odom Bo, because no Kohen ever did it twice. That's why you had to have a separate piece for the Keteris. For the Gemara of Batanya, we learned like this in the Braisa, that Kishem Shemafaisin Loy Shachris, The same way they made a piyus to choose in the morning. Kach mafais in layaris. The same way they made a piyus in the afternoon. That lashon loy is mashma for the korban atomid. It's going on. That's a lashon zocher. It's mashma loy for the korban atomid. The same way they made the piyus in the morning, they made it in the afternoon. Moses says ain't law. No, it says it goes on law. It goes on the keteris. I mean, the same way they made a piyus in the morning for the keteris. Who would then they made in the afternoon for the keteris also, but not for the tomid shobein abayim. No, the same kahanim that did the avodah in the morning did it in the afternoon. For the Gemara about time, we looked at the brayse like this: that tishem shemafaisin leshachris, kach mafaisin loy arvis. So loy is partially going on the tomid, and Vayta says clearly, ugeshem shemafaisin lo. So the same way we made a piece in the morning for the keteris, a shachris, kach mafaisin lo arvis. The same way in the afternoon we also made a second piece for the keteris. So it says clearly here that there were two separate pieces for the tomid. One for Tomei Shoshachar, one for Tomei Shoben Abayim, and another special piyus for the Keteris in the morning, Keteris in the afternoon. So here you see clearly, there were two separate piyusim for the Keteris, for the Tomid. Omer Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchok, Hocho v'Shabbos Askinin. I'll tell you here, this price is true. It's mashma, there are two separate piyusim for the Tomid, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. That's only talking about on Shabbos. Why? Hoyel u'mishmorois mischatshois. Because the Mishmar changed over in Shabbos. Hey, Shabbos morning, there was one Mishmar. That was from the last week. The Kahanim that did the Avodah that whole week. And Shabbos in the afternoon, a new set of Kahanim came in. A new base Av came in to do the Avodah. So therefore, on Shabbos, you can't have the same Kahanim that did the Avodah in the morning by the Tomei Shachar to do it in the afternoon by the Tomei Shoben Abayim. Because there's a different crew of Kahanim. So since there's a new Mishmar coming in, Pshiti had to have a new Pius for Shabbos. Trashi hoylu mishmaris mishchatchois or mishma shavad shachris ain't a yavid ben abayim. The same kind that did the avodah in the morning, they're not here in the afternoon anymore. There's a new mishma coming in, so merely you have to have a new piece. So tomorrow lomai the sakot adaita mikora nefish lo paisis that the havamina that what that every single day there was a special piece for the tomid shobein habayim. Or b'zayd there are more than four piyusim throughout the day. We had before Yoni make four piyusim throughout the day. If you tell me now there's a new piyus for the tomid shobein habayim, poshut, when do you do this? This was done right before the tomid shobein habayim, so there should have been five piyusim throughout the day, and we only learned you only make four. So drash lemay the sakna daitin shoyim afaisin vein habayim nefish lo paisos. And for the Gemara, maiso kula mitzafru osui. The zochi b'shachris zochi, the zochi b'arvus. The Torah says no. In the morning, when they made the piyus for the tomid shoshachar, at that time they made another piyus for the tomid shobein abayim. So true, there's only four different times of the day that they made piyusim. But in the morning, when they made the piyus for the tomid shoshachar, they made another special piyus right after that, right away after, for the tomid shobein abayim. So there was two different piyusim, but it wasn't at two different times of the day. Therefore, it's good. There's only four different times of the day that had piyusim. But just at the same time when they did the piyus for the Tomei Shoshachar, they also made the piyus for the Tomei Shoben Abayim. But it was two separate piyusim, and two different sets of kahanim did the 13 different avodas. The fourth piyus, new and old ones came. That was to carry up the evor and the pieces of meat from the kevesh up to the mizbeach. So the Gemara mas nisim like Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. Our Mishnah does not come out like Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. The Tanan we learned like this in the Mishnah in Gemara and Tomid that Reb Lezer ben Yaakov oimer ha'mala evorim lekevesh. The same kahanim that started to carry up these pieces of meat from the mokum hashchita to the kevesh. True, then they put it down on the kevesh because they have to go to say Krishma. After they get finished davening, who mala oislam mizbeach? The same kahanim go again and carry up those pieces of meat up to the mizbeach. So our mishnah does not go like Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, because according to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, there's no fourth piece. As our mishnah said, there's a special piece for the kahanim to carry a new set of kahanim now to carry the pieces of meat from the kevesh up. So the more of my kamif, what's the machlokes our tano and Reb Lezer ben Yaakov? Masava b'roiv am hadras melech. So they need to have as many kahanim to do the work as possible. So therefore we divided the work in half. One set carried it from the base, from the Mokum HaShchita to the beginning of the Kevish, and another set, the kahanim, carried it up. B'roivam Hadras Melech, have as many kahanim to do it as possible. There's an Indian, B'roivam. Umas Sobra, no. Mokum HaShchina Lavurcha'ayah. Mokum HaShchina, it's not so nice. Like Rashi says, L'mechsei command the Torah le'milsa. They're going to have to pick a new set of kahanim. It looks like the old set are tired already. They carried this piece of meat from the Mokka Mashkito, and they put it down by the Kevish, and now they stop and go away and let somebody else finish it. It looks like they're disgusted to do their voidah. They don't want to do anymore. That's why they're stopping and somebody else has to take over. So that's not nice. It's not covered Ashkino to let the Kahanim that started to do it not to finish it. Therefore, it's a svar of Lezim Yaakov says, the Kahanim that started to carry, they are the same Kahanim that finished carrying it up to the top of the Mizbeach. Omar Rova, Loi Reb Lezim Ben Yaakov Isled Reb Yehuda. He does not like Reb Yehuda. The loy Reb Yehuda is like Reb Elazar ben Yaakov. And not Reb Yehuda holds like Reb Elazar ben Yaakov. So Rashi, loy Reb Elazar ben Yaakov is like Reb Yehuda. The Yomar, loy hoye pious lamachto v'noisein, Reb Elazar ben Yaakov pious lamachto, tachas pious v'nakemish l'mzbech. But before we had over here, on the days, that Reb Yehuda said, loy hoye pious lamachto, they did not make a special pious for v'shastik terrorists to pick the special current to make the machter carry the shovel full of coals. El akern shezacha victorious, oim lezesh imoy, zachim imi machter. They made one pious for the current to be zecha to get the victorious. He carried in the victorious into the mizbech apanim, and he was the one to put it down on the coals. But after he was zecha, the next one on his right side, he automatically was the one to take the machter. That was the Yehuda Shita. So now the Gemara is saying that Reb Elazar ben Yaakov, that says there was not a special pious for the Eivorim, cannot hold like Reb Yaakov. Because everybody is moided, there were four piyusim throughout the day. So what was the fourth piyus? Reb Elazar ben Yaakov says, there was no piyus to carry up the pieces from the kevah to the mizbeach, because the same kind of the carrot at the beginning carried it up later. So what was the fourth piyus? You have to say, Reb Elazar ben Yaakov argues on Reb Yehuda. And the fourth piyus was for the machta. Which coin was there for the machta? There was a special piyus. Now, Reb Yehuda that holds, Rabbi Yehuda holds there was no pious for the machta. What was the fourth pious? He asked, oh, like the time of Al Mishnah, not like Reb Elazar ben Yaakov, that they changed over. So it was a new pair of kahanim to carry the piece of meat now from the kevish to the mizbeach. That's what the Gemara is saying now, that not Reb Elazar ben Yaakov holds like Reb Yehuda, and not Reb Yehuda holds like Reb Yaakov. Why? Dim came, botchul lepaisos. You're not going to have four pieces. V'imashkachas tona, the Tana Chumash. If you find one Tana that says you should know there were five piyusim throughout the day, you should know who the like Reb Elazar ben Yaakov or the like Reb Yehuda. He holds like neither of them. In other words, he holds the five of them were that there was a special piyus for the machta. They made one piyus for the current that did the k'taris, and another piyus for the one that did the machta. And who did? There was a special piyus for the kahanim to carry up the piece of meat from the kevish up to the mizbeach. So a Tana that holds the B5 holds not like Reb Yehuda and not like Reb Elazar ben Yaakov. That's how you'll have five piyusim. But not like that Tana, you'll have four, either like Reb Yehuda or else like Reb Elazar ben Yaakov. But these two have to argue one on the other. All right, we'll stop here.